Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, October 21st, and happy 41st birthday to Kim Kardashian.
My diamond earring came off in the ocean and it's gone. There's people that are dying.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Authorities identified a 14-year-old killed in a Sunday shooting. Police are investigating a homicide at an extended stay hotel near Town Center Mall. Smyrna City Council greenlighted its downtown redesign plan. Cobb and Marietta see improvement on ACT scores, but a drop in test takers. North Point Ministries' controversial East Cobb Church Complex was approved by BOC. And finally, the three-way race in Ward 4 is the most expensive Marietta School Board contest.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
A Cobb teenager was killed and another injured during a shooting at a Cherokee County house party Sunday. The victims were 14-year-old Landon Andrews of Marietta and 19-year-old Jaden Simmons of Mableton. The teens were shot at a house party on Victoria Road where multiple shots were fired. Authorities estimate about 100 people were at the party. Andrews was found in the back of an SUV with a gunshot wound in his torso. He was transported to Wellstar Kenistone Hospital where he later died. Meanwhile, Simmons was shot in the hand and elbow. He was treated at Northside Hospital Cherokee and released. No suspects have been identified in the shooting, but investigators believe a fight in Kennesaw from earlier that night is related to the shooting. Anyone who has information related to the shooting is asked to contact the police. Cobb police say they're investigating as a homicide the discovery of a woman dead at an extended stay hotel near Town Center Mall. Officers responded to a person down call at the In-Town Suites extended stay on Barrett Creek Parkway late Monday morning. When they arrived, they found 31-year-old Jalen Belton unresponsive, and first responders confirmed Belton was dead at the scene. Preliminary information suggests she died from injuries from a weapon with a blade. The Smyrna City Council has approved an updated plan to overhaul its village green, the roundabout, and public space at the heart of the city's downtown. The plan, approved after more than 2 hours of public comment and council member debate, makes official an updated concept for the green space that will replace the roundabout after an initial concept was approved in June. The plan will be the biggest change to Smyrna's downtown since the 1990s, when then-Mayor Max Bacon led the creation of the village green, followed by the building of Smyrna Market Village. Under the updated concept, the redesign will include a lawn space, interactive water feature, several peripheral plaza areas, seating, shade structures, new trees, bike racks, and a stage for concerts and events. Public bathrooms may be added later. The cost of the green space will be about $6.5 million, which includes engineering costs and 10% contingency for unanticipated costs. It'll be funded by the special purpose local option sales tax approved in 2020.
I couldn't even fill in one stupid answer bubble. Randy, however, did not have the same problem.
It's a sailboat. That dot's me and these dots are all hot babes.
Statewide ACT scores are out, and both the Cobb and Marietta school districts showed improvement from 2020. The ACT, one of the most common tests requested on college admissions, is scored by subject and then with an average composite score. The maximum score is 36. Cobb School's average composite for 2021 was 24.3, up from 23.2 in 2020. Marietta High School, meanwhile, earned an average composite for 2021 of 23, up from 22.4 in 2020. Cobb students outpace state and national peers in each test category, English, math, reading, and science, while Marietta students outpaced those averages except in science, where they trailed the state average by 0.2 of a point. Like on the SAT, both districts saw a significant drop in the number of ACT test takers because of the pandemic. In 2020, Cobb reported 3,276 students who took the test, while in 2021, the district reported 2,027. In Marietta, those numbers were 208 in 2020 and 102 in 2021.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonalday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG now.
And now, please rise for our opening hymn, In the Garden of Eden by... I, Ron Butterfly.
Commissioner Monique Sheffield began what would be the final hearing on North Point Ministries' megachurch and mixed-use complex in East Cobb with an invocation. The Board of Commissioners would indeed deliver, approving the complex at Johnson Ferry and Shalliford Roads, among the most divisive the Board has considered this year, in a 3-to-1 vote. Some 150 residents packed into 100 Cherokee Street to attend the hearing. 95 of those were opposed, with 54 more in support. Attorney Kevin Moore billed the latest version of the plan as the successful result of nearly a year of compromise and negotiation, noting the site plan was now in its 22nd iteration. The plan presented Tuesday restored access to Waterfront Drive from Johnson Ferry Road at the request of Cobb's Department of Transportation. North Point will now move ahead with construction of a 125,000-square-foot church, and third-party developer Ashwood will build up to 95 single-family houses and townhomes, along with a handful of commercial units. Jaylene Hunter leads all the candidates in fundraising for the three-way contest for the Marietta Board of Education's Ward 4 seat in what's shaping up to be the most expensive race of the 7 seats up for election this year. The mother of 4 Marietta students, Westside Elementary PTA president, and former political operative under Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, has raked in some $23,828 as of October 4th. Having spent $5,500 thus far, that left her with just over $18,000 on hand heading into the final month of the campaign. In the runner-up spot is George Darden, father of 2 Marietta students, and son of former U.S. Representative Buddy Darden, who has raised around $17,794 and has $10,971 in cash on hand. Lastly, Angie Smith, a Marietta attorney and mother of 2 Marietta students, has raised $5,760 with $3,462 remaining. Meanwhile, incumbent Allison Grun is not seeking re-election to her post. And now there are hundreds of churches and houses of worship in and around Cobb County. Each week on the podcast, we take the time to highlight one of them.
Well, my name is Pastor Jason Lumpkin. I am the pastor of Love Bridge Church, located in beautiful Austell, Georgia. We're down at the city center on Love Street, 5991 Love Street. I'm a husband to my wife, Cindy. We have 3 little people. We jokingly call them our broke best friends, if that translates well. But I will say, for me, one of those things that I'm passionate about is to teach the Word of God in a simple and uncomplicated way so people can understand it and go live it. that's kind of what our deal is, that and also to go and get busy in our community. We feel like those are two things that maybe, I want to say, distinguishes us from other people, because the way we look at it, we're not in competition with other Christian churches. We all believe in the same thing, and we're all focused on kingdom work. And so we're really, really big about collaboration. It's kind of one of our core values. And so if there's another church or a partner or someone in the community that's doing what we would call kingdom work or good works, we seek to partner. We don't see them as a threat to us, because everybody's not going to like my style or whatever. I don't wear shiny suits. I used to. I don't really do that anymore. But we are one or a place where we feel that we have a diverse church. And you may be asking me this in a minute, so I'm sorry if I'm rambling a little bit. But we have a diverse church. Our church is currently made up. It's 40% white, 40% black, and maybe 20% Hispanic. Yeah, it may be a little different from some of the other places that are just stuck maybe in one place or just kind of have one type of style. I think it's a little bit eclectic in that sense. But the driving part is really being relational, really being at a place of pushing people to have a genuine life-giving relationship with Jesus, but not so they can just grow and be smart and nothing else, but to understand that you receive this to go and share it with someone else. That's kind of where we are.
Well, Pastor, give me some specifics of how Lovebridge Church is helping out in the community.
So for us, one of the things that we identified, so let me just say, we are, I'm sure you talked to some of the churches that are probably four or five times the size of us. One of the things we identified actually before the pandemic was we wanted to be really, really involved with the feeding, the clothing, things like that within our community, but didn't necessarily have the volunteer base fully to do it all on our own. And for us, what we saw was we don't have to have our name on something for it to be effective and for us to be able to partner with that. So one of our biggest partnerships is with Sweetwater Mission. For us, we identified them early on as someone who's actually doing the work in our community. And they have a system down that works. Like when I remember right before I took the job here in January of 2021, having a conversation with the team over at Sweetwater, and what they said was like, look, we can get the food way cheaper than you guys are. And it seemed like what they needed was people to support financially, like with money and also with volunteers. And so what we've done specifically is that, because that's what the need was, but it gets the maximum reach for not only just South Cobb, but just our community, for folks. And they're not even a mile from our church building, but We made an intentional decision to every month financially we support them, and then we go and volunteer. And I will say the volunteering part has been, with COVID, a little bit weird of being able to get folks to come because of all of that. But we have still every single month financially, as they have fed folks and done that, we've done those things. In addition to that, we have partnerships with Austell Elementary as well as Garrett Middle School that we have been hands-on with. Last year was, it was a little rough because, you know, you couldn't go to the school. And so we would do some support with the teachers. And this year it was a little better, but it's still been a little, you know, it's been a little touch and go there. And so, and let me say this, just one point about that. You know, a lot of churches talk about tithing and offerings and all of that. And for us, not only do we believe that as individuals, but as a church. So 10% of everything that goes in, that comes in, goes out. As far as a church, we tithe. And a part of that 10% that goes out for us every single month goes to Sweetwater Mission, because that's how intentional and adamant we are about being able to have partnerships within our community, even if we can't do what we would probably have normally done traditionally in the past as far as being there and being in person. We've still found ways to partner, even in the midst of a weird time as it's been over the last 18, 19 months.
And what is a service like at Lovebridge Church?
Perfect. So our service is, one, we start with small groups kind of on a Sunday morning with different age groups from children all the way to adults. But as far as actual worship service, it is a service that starts with just awesome worship that's going to be different. So you might hear some contemporary Christian, you might hear some gospel, you might hear some hymns. We intentionally have it as a diverse worship experience as far as the music, I would say, because there's this great scripture in Revelation where it says He says, I saw this number that no man can number, all these people sitting around the throne, and they were worshiping with one voice, singing the same song. And I always think to myself, like, what does that look like, right? Like, what does that even sound like? And so for us, we don't put ourselves in a box to say, like, oh, we only do this, you know? And again, I say that because I have some buddies who are pastors who are like, hey, man, we only sing. One of my friends always likes to say at his church that he says, we're like the country station. And we only play country. And if you like country, we're the best country station. Well, for us, we think the experience and expression is the verse. And so it's going to be the verse. And so you might come and have songs that you know and songs that you don't. And I think that's okay to push us and have that. As far as the word that's preached on Sunday, as I alluded to a little bit earlier, for me, it is simple and it's something that you can understand. Now, I am corny. I do dad jokes and all this stuff because that's just kind of my personality. I'm comfortable being me. But the one thing that you can know when you come to one of our services is that you're going to leave hearing something that you can understand, but then go apply to your life. And so I like to not only teach in a simple and complicated way, but to give you, to challenge you to some degree to go and now have courage to act on what it is that you just heard.
And if somebody wants to find out more information, where would they find that?
Ah, perfect. You can go to lovebridgechurch.com. Would probably be the first place. It has all of our information there. The other good place is on Facebook. So we're on Facebook and Instagram and all of that. But one thing that started during the pandemic, and again, the Facebook page is facebook.com. Just look up Love Bridge Church. It's all one word. But one of the things that we started was doing Bible studies online during the pandemic. And what we found was a lot of growth in that way, a lot of interaction. And so whereas we were still doing the kind of traditional supper Bible study deal on Wednesday nights, and, you know, you might have 50, 60 people there. But now on a weekly basis, we're reaching hundreds of people through the Facebook page by having these services, and they're interactive. And I'll be honest, it's a little convenient to be able to, wherever you find yourself, to lock in, plug in, and be able to connect in that way. So it's been good. It's definitely been a little different, you know. But I still say on top of that, they can connect with us on the website. They connect with us on Facebook and on Instagram. There's nothing like being there in person if you feel comfortable, though. But if you don't feel comfortable, we have virtual ways to connect.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.